Okay, so it's the Huggy Show. We're live at Title Town for the night market tonight. John Kay is going to be on stage a little bit later on. He stopped by our booth, though, early on here, because Huggy, our new afternoon guy, this is, what, your fourth day on the radio?
Uh-huh.
And John Kay, you've never been to Wisconsin, or at least to Green Bay before. You've never been to Wisconsin at all?
I've been to Milwaukee, and I came up years ago for a jazz festival with my grandmother.
Okay. Oh!
Nice.
It's beautiful up here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you picked a nice day to come. So Huggy's been struggling with the names of local towns here in Wisconsin.
Yo.
We have a lot of hard to pronounce names.
I'm nervous.
And like, they're not easy. And I can't even read. So it's like, that's probably half of it, you know?
So here's what we'll do. We got a pen and a piece of paper for each of you. I will spell the word out for you. You guys have to write it down. And then I'll just go to you and you have to tell me
how
it's pronounced.
I'm taking you down.
Did you see how big my eyes got when you said pronounce it? Because no. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the first one. WAUSAUKEE. John K.
Wasaki.
Huggy.
Wasuki. What? Come on.
John K is correct.
What?
Let's go.
Yo, it's AU both times.
You're overthinking it, bro.
I am. Wakasuki.
You're adding letters. Now we're in Japan. All right. Number two.
Japan might be easier.
O C O N T O. O-C-O-N-T-O. We'll let Huggy go first this time. I know. This one got you the other day.
Akatoon. Okanto. Okanto.
Okay. John K?
I was going to say Okanto.
I'm going to give it to Huggy.
He said Okasu.
Yeah, what did you say at first? Okasaku.
Okasaki.
But I know that somebody brought that one up the other day, or somebody was from there.
Yeah.
You've had 4 days to prep for this, okay? I'm fresh.
You got about 10 minutes here. Next one is K-A-U-K-A-U-N-A. John K, how do you pronounce it?
Kakana.
Well, wait, go ahead. One more time.
Kakana.
Okay.
Listen, I went to public school, okay, dude?
All right, one more time. Let's go, Huggy.
Kukana.
I'm going to give it to John K. on this.
Kukauna.
Kukauna? It was pronounced by national news, some national news person a few years back as Kakahuna. It's actually Kakana.
Kakana.
Kakana. So you're pretty close, John K. I'm going to give it to you.
How close was I?
Not at all. Not very.
Not even in the same building.
My mom, when she moved here, she called it Kaukana. Not cow kind of, although there are cows there. All right, next one.
Listen, I'm trying to tie it up right now because it's 2-1,
right?
It's 2-1.
Okay. W-A-U-T-O-M-A. Huggy.
Watama.
John K.
Watoma.
Watoma!
Let's go!
Come on!
Let's go.
You guys elongate your vowels, and I don't like it, okay?
Yeah, we do there, eh? Okay. Last one. Okay. This is...
I can't even win anyway. This one's worth 2 points.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you that.
And then if you tie, okay, you might tie. All right, this is the grand finale here, so I saved the best till last. O-C-O-N-O-M-O-W... OC.
Yeah, right, dude. What is this? Is made up. This is a made up town.
Ready? It's your
this
turn.
This is crazy to even look at.
Yeah.
Kanamon Owak.
Okay.
John, I'm not even making this up.
You
this is
some
the hardest
in there.
Word. Okanamon Owak.
There's not another N at the end. Like,
he throws in extra vowel or extra consonants.
Yeah.
John K.
Don't get this.
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc!
Yeah! Wait a second! That's what I said, though.
Just read the word.
John K., you are officially more Wisconsin than Huggy. Hey, good luck at the show tonight. Or I should say, hope you have a great performance tonight. We're looking forward to having you on stage.
Happy to be here.